Kellogg, brother and sister. J.H. Indianapolis, Indiana, May 1st, 1901. Dear brother and sister Kellogg, on Friday morning I felt very weak and greatly exhausted. When I attempted to think of work on my writings, a dizziness came over me. Elder Olson and his wife visited me, but I was compelled to be on the bed while talking with them. I called upon Judge Arthur, and while praying at his bedside, the Lord came very near, and I was blessed indeed. After that, I felt renewed, soul and body. We had a very pleasant interview, and I wished that I could have remained longer. I was pleased with the parents and with the children. When I first entered the cars on my way to Indianapolis, the heat seemed intolerable. But soon the windows were opened, the heat was shut off, and I was relieved. The peace of Christ filled my heart. I did not feel at all weary. At Niles, we changed cars. Here, all was bustle and confusion. We were obliged to transfer to another depot, and Willie barely had time to catch the omnibus, which was just leaving the station. The man drove fast, and we were severely jolted, but I felt it not. We reached the other depot just in time to get on board the train. Our train stopped at every station. People were continually getting off and getting on. But this did not disturb my peace and restfulness, for I was shut in with my Savior. I had not the least weariness. So unexpected was this that I could but praise the Lord all the time in silent thanksgiving. I felt so well that I did not care for a drawing room or anything more convenient than a day coach. We found several at the station to meet us, and we were soon in the comfortable rooms provided for us by the brethren Ross. I had a good night's rest and felt refreshed this morning. My heart is full of gratitude to God. I feel as though I had been resting for a month. This is the Lord's doing. My heart is full of peace and rest in Christ. This makes me decide that it was His pleasure for me to visit Indianapolis. May He give me words to speak to the people is my prayer this morning. I was much pleased with my visit to the orphans' home. I feel so thankful that the homeless can have so pleasant a home. I have never before seen gathered together so large a number of children, and all bright and cheerful. Their faces are healthy, their eyes clear, their nerves strong. To see them and hear them does me more good than a dose of medicine. The superintendent seems to be well adapted to his position of trust, which he occupies with his wife. This home is an educating school for both boys and girls. If I had children whom I would be compelled to leave motherless, I would feel it a great privilege to leave them in such a home. I was glad to be able to visit the kindergarten department and see the little ones working in Bible lines, molding figures of clay to illustrate Bible subjects, thus becoming familiar with heavenly truth. Wherever their lot may be cast in the future, they will remember this instruction. The seed being sown will bear a precious harvest. This is the instruction every child should receive in his earliest years. This is the work the parents should do in the home. The family in the Haskell home is an object lesson for all parents. If children who had parents and a home had one half the patient instruction given to the orphans in the home, there would be a very different condition of things. If mothers would devote less time to cooking and sewing and more time to teaching their children in the love and fear of God, how greatly pleased the Lord would be. But many parents seem to be only grown-up children who have not left behind their childish ways and inclinations. Let parents remember that Satan is playing the game of life for every soul, and that practical sympathy, forbearance, and love is the test of purity and unselfishness. I am so glad that I was able to see you and your wife and children in your home.
The work that you are doing is the good work of the Lord, and these children are precious in His sight. Sunday morning. I slept from 9 o'clock until 3:30. At the meeting yesterday, the church was crowded. It is estimated that there were 400 people present. The Lord gave me much freedom in speaking from the first chapter of 2 Peter. The meeting continued throughout the day. Jones spoke in the afternoon. I speak again this morning at 8 o'clock. At 11, we take the cars for Chicago, and at 10 the same evening, we start for Des Moines. I am feeling well this morning. My heart goes out in gratitude and thanksgiving to God for His blessing.
May the Lord strengthen and bless you in your work, is my prayer. I felt so sick the morning I left, I could not say much to you. But be assured that I appreciated your pleasant, convenient home during every moment of my stay. But I cannot let the matter rest as it is. I had my family with me, and I could not allow you to bear the whole expense. This is something I am not accustomed to do, and I shall not begin in my old age. You have expense enough without my drawing upon you. I am more grateful than I can express for the rich blessing of God during our meeting. I believe we shall see the work moving forward in a more acceptable manner than it has done in the past. The Lord is good. Upon us He has poured His matchless love. We are to receive to impart. How tender, yet how pointed the appeal that is made. Ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for our sakes He became poor, that we through His poverty might be made rich. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. We know the height from which He stooped. We know the depths of humiliation to which He descended. He found no resting place between the throne and the cross.